Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio and octalkradio.net, where we bring you investment strategies you are not hearing about elsewhere. We're very pleased to be talking with Mark Kosanke, CPA, and a registered principal with Concord Investment Services out of Troy, Michigan. Mark, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Great to be here with you, Charlie.
So, Mark, you're a member of the board, a very active member of the board of ADESA. And again, we're in Las Vegas at the annual ADESA conference here in October 2015. And you're past president, media past president of ADESA. Tell me, why have you been coming to these conferences and why do you use these approaches for your clients over the past dozen plus years?
Well, as a CPA, I got involved in real estate in the early years of my career and started selling the non-traded REITs back in the early 2000s. When the rule changed in 2002 for 1031 exchanges, a lot of the companies I had been working with moved into also doing the 1031 products, at the time, TIX tenant in common products. And from that grew the advent of this association, where it was known as TICA back in the day. And that's how my involvement, and that's why I keep coming to this association and to this meeting.
So ADESA offers alternative investments that are direct investments with companies, as opposed to typically stock market type of investments, stocks, bonds, etc. So why do you use those approaches and those strategies and those products for your clients?
Well, ADESA, the association now, is the Alternative and Direct Investment Securities Association. And the name is exactly what it is. It is alternative investments, getting away from doing the stocks and bonds and the normal equities and providing some balance in a client's portfolio by inserting things like real estate, like oil and gas, like closed-end interval funds to give your clients some balance in a portfolio that's non-correlated to the market.
And what kinds of industries have you particularly focused on and why for your clients?
Do a lot of the 1031 exchanges to the DSTs. We've also done a lot of the non-traded REIT products over the years, some oil and gas, along with some private placements for accredited investors.
Okay, and you're a CPA, so you fully understand the more complex tax environment that many of these are addressing, correct?
Yeah, and that's another reason for doing a lot of these, especially outside of an IRA. There can be some significant tax benefits to some of these programs that, depending on your client's tax bracket, can make a significant difference in the returns that they're looking at with these type of things.
So these are all about real estate investments of various types and various structures. Some are actually BDCs these days, business development companies. Some are REITs, some are Regulation D offerings. What other kinds of industries are there here represented by ADESA and that you use in for your clients?
Well, the primary one, again, that the admin of the association was real estate, but the association, through our efforts, have worked very hard at making the association grow via other product types. For example, as you mentioned, the oil and gas, the BDCs, which were fairly insignificant a couple of years ago, have grown into be a very viable asset class. Obviously, the DSTs are another area, but we're also getting some interesting note funds and just a lot of other products that that provide that alternative and direct investment for both accredited and non-accredited investor. And I think that's a key too. This isn't just for wealthy investors. A lot of these products are designed specifically for the non-accredited investor who is looking to diversify a portfolio and have something different than just a mutual fund in their portfolio.
Yeah, I was introduced to some folks in there that have a structure that I had never heard of. It's closed-end interval funds. I have never heard of that. I don't know how many there are. There can't be very many. And we see new structures all the time. And again, the expansion of business development companies, BDCs, all the time. And I probably 2 or 3 years ago, you didn't have any BDCs here.
Yeah, probably 2 or 3 years ago was just the start of the BDCs coming to the association. And you mentioned the interval funds. The first one, I believe, was about 3 years ago, done by a sponsor here that had been a sponsor at the conference for several years. Created the first interval fund. We now have two or three being represented here. Great alternative. not quite as illiquid as the non-traded REITs, not quite as liquid as a stock, but providing a steady income flow, providing some appreciation. And again, it's just, you know, there's a lot of really smart people here who spend a lot of time, a lot of money working with the regulators, you know, in getting design products through. And, you know, that's the benefit of being here, is learning about some of these products, meeting the sponsors, seeing the new things that have come along. I mean, every year there's somebody new. This year we have over 70 sponsors here. It's terrific. You know, it's a credit to the association and what they've done to get new and different people here. We have REIT sponsors, for example, who have, you know, parking garages. We have REIT sponsors in apartments, retail. Every asset class you can imagine is here. And a lot of sponsors do more than just one type of product. They'll do both maybe a DST and they'll have an income fund, or they may do a REIT and have an income fund and a DST, maybe some private placements as well. So there's a great mixing of everything that's available. And that's why we have 1,000 people here.
So if people want to learn more about the kinds of strategies that you offer to your clients, which include all of the kinds of strategies we've talked about that are in the room here today, where can they go?
Well, they can call me anytime they'd like. I'd be happy to talk with any of them about what of these products makes sense for them. Their situations as CPA, I focus a lot on the tax side. How does this affect your taxes? Is there a product out there, for example? I just heard of one yesterday while I was here that I had not been familiar with before, that right away in my mind I'm thinking this is appropriate for two or three of my clients. This is something that might work for their individual needs. And when you're, you know, when you're dealing with 600, 700, 800 households like I am, coming here and learning these new products and applying them to my client base is why I'm here and why I spend the time out of the office to be here and do this.
Great. And so how can people get a hold of you?
Calling our office at 248-740-8500. We also have an 800 number, 800-939-3230. And we have a website, concordfinancial.com. You can go to that website. It's very interactive. You can see a picture of me holding a walleye. So we're from Michigan, and we enjoy that, and we look forward to talking to anybody about the kinds of things we're learning and seeing here.
Okay, great. So any final words for our listeners here, for us, Mark?
Well, whether it's me or it's whether it's your own advisor that you've been using, I encourage you to look at alternative investments to see what place they might have in your portfolio. And if your advisor is not offering you those kinds of alternative investments, look to somebody like myself who is, because it has over the years been a very important part and a very, very good part of the portfolios that we've worked with.
Mark, thank you very much. We've been talking with Mark Kozanki, CPA and registered principal with Concord Investment Services out of Troy, Michigan, here at the ADISA Conference in Las Vegas. And thank you for joining us on Strategic Investor Radio on OCTalkRadio.net, and we'll be right back.